However, we begin with a little story about a father and his son who were driving to a football match. Out of nowhere, a truck crashed into them head-on. They were both seriously hurt, critical. An ambulance sped to the scene and then rushed both the father and son to the hospital. On the way to the hospital, the father unfortunately died. The son was still alive, but his condition was critical, very serious, and he needed immediate surgery. The moment they arrived at the hospital, he was wheeled into an emergency operating room, and the surgeon came in, expecting a routine case. However, on seeing the boy, the surgeon blanched and muttered, "I can't operate on this boy. He's my son." So, what do you make of this grim riddle? How could it be? Was the surgeon lying or mistaken? Did the dead father's soul somehow get reincarnated into the surgeon's body? Was the surgeon the boy's true father? And did the dead man adopt the boy? What then is the explanation? You might want to press pause at this stage and think about it. The answer, of course, is the surgeon is the boy's mother. And at this reaction, when I often tell this riddle, people go, "Oh yeah, okay, I get it. Oh, that was a good one. That was good." But why, in fact, is this a riddle? Why isn't it perfectly obvious? Is it because the way we use language is affected by the way we in society perceive the role of men and women? Are men the norm and women the non-usual? Is that the case? Especially when we talk about this in Sweden, the world's most equal society. And yet, even in the world's most equal society, this is still a riddle. Isn't that a riddle in itself? Let's see if we can talk about this in a larger context in the next slide.